We're glad to bring you this message from Timeless Truths Radio Ministry with Pastor Jerry Burns. We trust that you'll be blessed as you apply these timeless truths to your daily life.
You know, let me say this, Christians, how important it is for us to be a people of mercy. And I say it's important because it's important to God. It's important to God. And mercy, it implies benevolence and tenderness and mildness and pity, compassion, and it's to be exercised toward offenders.
It's always such a wonderful blessing to be able to study the Word of God. Pastor Burns, I heard that you're going to begin a brand new message this morning. We're so excited. I know for me personally, God always has something for me both to learn and to help me to grow, and that's why it's so important that we study and read His Word. Pastor Burns, you have our full attention. Let's learn this morning's timeless truth.
The seventh chapter, Isaiah chapter 47. We'll begin our reading in just a moment, make our prayer, and jump into the message. Isaiah 47 is not it's not a passage of scripture that is preached often. It doesn't really have a sermon flow to it as it speaks of the destruction of Babylon. Many times preachers will use it as reference when referring to the destruction of Babylon, but not really preached through the chapter. We're going to try to accomplish that this morning. And so if the message makes sense, it's because of the Lord. If it doesn't make sense, obviously it's me. But we're going to try to pull some principles and precepts for our life from the scripture. We'll begin our reading in verse number one, Isaiah chapter 47. The Bible says, "Come down and sit in the dust, O virgin daughter of Babylon. Sit on the ground. There is no throne, O daughter of the Chaldeans, for thou shalt no more be called tender and delicate. Take the millstones and grind meal, uncover thy locks, make bare the leg, uncover the thigh, pass over the rivers. Thy nakedness shall be uncovered, yea, thy shame shall be seen. I will take vengeance, and I will not meet thee as a man. As for our Redeemer, the Lord of hosts is his name, the Holy One of Israel, sit thou silent and give thee into darkness, O daughter of the Chaldeans, for thou shalt no more be called the Lady of Kingdoms. I was wroth with my people. I have polluted mine inheritance and given them into thine hand. Thou didst show them no mercy. Upon the ancient hast thou very heavily laid thy yoke, and thou sayest, I shall be a lady forever, so that thou didst not lay these things to thy heart, neither didst remember the latter end of it. Therefore hear now this, thou that art given to pleasures, that dwellest carelessly, that sayest in thine heart, I am, and none else beside me. I shall not sit as a widow, neither shall I know the loss of children." May God bless his word as we look at this passage of scripture this morning. Lord, I pray you would help us as we look at these biblical truths and, Lord, the history of your people. And I pray, Lord, that you would show us truths to help us to grow and move us forward in our Christian life. And Lord, I pray that you'd be glorified with every aspect of it. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. As we continue our series in the book of Isaiah, we come to the 47th chapter of this wonderful book in our Bible. Chapter 47 continues really to develop the work of Cyrus and his conquest of Babylon. In the previous chapter, we noted the weakness of Babylon's gods, and God would call Cyrus to free Israel from captivity. In the 45th chapter, the Bible says, I've raised him up in righteousness, this is Cyrus, and I will direct all his ways. He shall build my city, and he shall let go my captives, not for price nor reward, saith the Lord of hosts. Cyrus will allow Judah to rebuild Jerusalem. And the Bible says, because Babylon showed no mercy in their defeat of Judah, God would show them no mercy in their defeat to the Persians. Now, Jerusalem was captured in about 587 BC. Cyrus defeated Babylon in 539 BC. And really, the passage of scripture before us is really an extremely incredible prophecy. It's like a chocolate cake, various layers. God is prophesying the captivity of his people. And then he gives to us the very prophecy of the defeat of those captors. And God is showing us that he's in control of the circumstances of life, that he is the one that is directing the parade of time, that God is ultimately in control. And yet, I think that there's also an incredible principle for our life and for our nation, for our church, is how does a nation so powerful, how does a people like Babylon, so great, become so shamed? How does a people so strong and mighty become humbled, as they are illustrated in this chapter as a woman in the dirt from disgrace and really just demotion of that position that was allowed them by God. And so we find some insights here from the Word of God as we look at these truths. We're gonna go through this chapter together, and our prayer is that the Lord would teach us and direct us from his Word. So if you're taking notes this morning, would you write with me, number one, I want us to start from the beginning here, the destruction of Babylon. The destruction of Babylon. Again, God chooses to illustrate this people as a woman. And the Bible notes here in verse number one, it says, O virgin daughter of Babylon. The woman is noted here as pure and wholesome. And yet this woman who is pure and wholesome is now sitting in the dust or in the dirt, no more on the throne, the Bible says, no more in a position of authority, no more in a high position, but instead we notice letter A, her disgrace in verse number one. It says, come down and sit in the dust, O virgin daughter of Babylon. Sit on the ground, there is no throne, O daughter of the Chaldeans, for thou shalt no more be called tender and delicate. We notice here the picture is of a woman who is rich, a woman that is pure, and she is stripped from her wealth. And the Bible says she is forced into being a slave, no longer elevated on the throne. Babylon is lying in the dirt and in disgrace. You know, when we look at our Bibles, we open up from the very beginning in the book of Genesis in the third chapter. We read about the fall of Adam and Eve and Satan, Lucifer, coming as a serpent and deceiving Eve, and Eve taking of that fruit and then giving that fruit to her husband, Adam. And the Bible says all of humanity was plunged into sin that day. And the Bible says that God would give punishment to Lucifer. And the scripture says that on his belly he would go and he would eat the dust all the days of his life. And this really speaks of this position of humiliation, that the devil be thrust to the ground. And that's the picture of Babylon in this passage of scripture, that they were once in a high position in society. They were on the throne. They were in control. They had authority. And now she was thrust to the ground and in the dirt and in the dust. And it shows her disgrace in this passage of scripture. We notice also number two here, her demotion. Her demotion. The Bible says in verse 2, take the millstones and grind meal, uncover thy locks, make bare the leg, uncover the thigh, pass over the rivers. And so we see from the height of popularity to now a people in captivity. Babylon is illustrated here as this woman being brought into slavery. It says here to take the millstone and grind meal. And in Bible days, this was really the task of a servant.
Hey, this is Josh. We'll get back to the message this morning in just a moment. We wanted to invite you in joining us in this ministry of proclaiming the gospel message to our region. Please pray for us as we endeavor to share God's timeless truths, but also your financial investment is appreciated. You can send a financial gift by mail to 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. Or you can e-transfer to send your gift by using the email give@kitchenerbaptist.org. Your financial gift would be a great blessing and encouragement to us, and it will help us stay on air and share God's timeless truths to our community. We would love to pray for you. If you have a prayer request, head on over to timelesstruthsradio.com and send us your prayer request today. We believe that God hears and answers our prayers, and we are excited to add your requests to our prayer list. If you have any questions about this morning's message, please reach out to us. We would love to hear from you. Even if it's just a word of encouragement, you'll find our contact information at timelesstruthsradio.com. We are here to help you in any way that we can, so please do not hesitate to send us an email or give us a call. Okay, now that we've taken care of these items, let's get back to this morning's message. Once again, here's Pastor Jerry Burns.
We read about this in Exodus chapter 11 and verse number 5. The Bible says, and all the firstborn in the land of Egypt shall die, from the firstborn of Pharaoh that sitteth upon his throne, even upon the firstborn of the maidservant that is behind the mill, and all the firstborn of beasts. The Bible says in this passage of scripture that here we see a demotion, that she has been thrust into being a servant from a place of position and now to a place of lowliness. But not only do we notice her demotion, we also notice in verses 2-5, her desolation, her desolation. The Bible says that Babylon would, the veil would be pulled back, or the Bible says here that she will uncover the locks. In other words, it says that everyone will see her humiliation. Everyone will see her desolation, that she will leave her wealth behind. She will uncover the thigh is an idea of when a woman would cross a river, she would pull up that skirt, or she would pull up that robe, and she would cross that river. And the thought here is Babylon being brought into a land they didn't want to go, that they would leave their homeland. They would be brought to a land that they were forced to go to. They would be brought to a place of captivity. In verses 3, the Bible says, thy nakedness shall be uncovered. Yea, thy shame shall be seen. I will take vengeance, and I will not meet thee as a man. As for our Redeemer, the Lord of hosts is his name, the Holy One of Israel, sit thou silent and get thee into darkness, O daughter of the Chaldeans. The Bible says in this passage of scripture that God would take vengeance upon this ungodly, wicked people, that God would not meet them as a man. Now, the expression there is the idea of a man meeting a woman and greeting that woman with blessing and with honor. And yet God would not meet with honor and blessing, that God would come with fire and with judgment and with destruction. He says here that the Holy One in Israel, our Redeemer, he says, will declare, he will stand up for us, Isaiah said. He will fight on our behalf. He will fight for us. And Babylon will no longer be called the Lady here of Kingdoms, no more a mighty nation, no more a nation of position. But in fact, she will be seen in shame. She will be seen in desolation. and darkness or sorrow will cover the land because of the fact that they showed no mercy to the people of God. We see letter D there. Would you write it down? Her demands. Her demands. The Bible says in verse 6, I was wroth with my people. God says, I was wroth with my people. I have polluted mine inheritance and given them into thine hand. Thou didst show them no mercy. Upon the ancient hast thou very heavily laid thy yoke. God said, listen, I was angry with my people. We know from the sin that they committed, Judah's idolatry, that God had brought them into this exile. God allowed, and that's the key word here, God allowed the Babylonians to come. God allowed this unclean nation to conquer his people. And yet God focuses on the fact that Babylon showed them no mercy, that the older men and women of Judah, that demanding hard labors were placed upon them. God says a heavy yoke was upon them and no mercy was given to them. You know, let me say this, Christians, how important it is for us to be a people of mercy. And I say it's important because it's important to God. It's important to God. And mercy, it implies benevolence and tenderness and mildness and pity, compassion. And it's to be exercised toward offenders. Mercy is an attribute of Almighty God. And God wants us to be a people of mercy today. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 12 says this, but put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy and kindness and humbleness of mind, meekness, long suffering. God wants us to be kind. He wants us to be a people of meekness and patient and humble and a people of mercy or grace in our world today. A mother once approached Napoleon seeking a pardon for her son. The emperor replied that the young man had committed a certain offense twice and justice demanded his death. But I don't ask for justice, the mother explained. I plead for mercy. But your son does not deserve mercy, Napoleon replied. Sir, the woman said, it would not be mercy if he deserved it. And it is mercy that I ask for. Are you glad today that God showed you mercy? Amen to that. God showed us grace. We are to be a people of grace. When an offense is brought before us, we can either get even or we can be like God and show mercy. The Bible says that Babylon showed no mercy toward Judah, and this angered the Lord. We see not only the destruction of Babylon, but number two, would you write it down, the direction of Babylon. The direction of Babylon. Now, the Bible gives us a sobering commentary of how Babylon got to this place. The Bible says that they had become a perverted people in their pursuit. And really, three simple points are found in this passage of Scripture between verses 7-9. Real simple truths that I want us to apply these principles to our life this morning. As we continue to use and illustrate here Babylon as a woman, we see letter A, that she believed she could never fall. She believed that she could never fall. She believed that she was indestructible. Look what the Bible says in verse 7. The Bible says, and thus sayest, I shall be a lady forever, so that thou didst not lay these things in thy heart, neither didst remember the latter end of it. You know, it's interesting when God's people was brought into captivity in Babylon, the words of Isaiah and the words of God was brought there as well. And they had in their hands the very words of God that they would become a nation that would crumble under the Persians, under Cyrus. And yet the Bible says they did not they did not put these words to their heart because they believed that they were indestructible. They believed that they could never fall, that they could never stumble, that they would be a lady forever, a ruler, a queen, a place of high position. There is no way that we would ever fall, was their attitude. I'm sure everyone has this attitude in their life from time to time. I remember when I was 15 years old, when my dad passed away, I remember when he was when he went to the hospital. And I remember as a young man, I still remember what I was doing. I was playing road hockey in front of my house. And I remember a gentleman in our church, an older gentleman who was very close to my dad, had pulled his car up and wanted me to get inside. And he was telling me the seriousness of the situation, that my dad was in hospital and was very sick. And I remember as he was talking, the whole time my attitude was, well, nothing's going to happen to him, because I know that things happen to other people and events happen to other people and other people's dads pass away, but that could never happen to me. That could never happen to our home. And that's often the attitude that we get when it comes to life, that it could never come here. It could never happen to me. No, the devil could never attack me. The devil could never hurt me. And so we have this attitude that it would never be us, that we are indestructible, that we are much too mighty, we are much too strong, we are much too wise, we could never fall. And yet because of this very attitude within Babylon, and God mentions it in his holy word, that they did not even look to the result of their sin. They didn't even consider the prophecy in verse 6. They didn't lay these things in their heart, the scripture says. And this morning, I want to warn each of us to never have this attitude, to never think that we would never give in to temptation, that never think that we are beyond shipwrecking in our life, that the devil would never hurt me, or that we would never give in to that sin, or that we would never, ever do that. Listen, friends, we have to understand that we are all sinners today, and that we are all, in one moment of weakness, can fall beneath his weight. And that's why the Bible warns us. That's why the Bible says to be vigilant. That's why the Bible says to give diligence. That's why the Bible tells us to pay attention in our life, because in just one moment we can be what we never thought we'd ever be. And God says, pay attention. Chapter 1, verse 10, it says, wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. And the Bible is talking about adding to your faith and being a growing Christian. It is dangerous when you become stagnant. It is dangerous when you stand still in your Christian life. You should be continually adding to your faith, having that confidence in the Lord's work in your life. The Bible says, give diligence. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 17, it says, ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware, lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. Friend, listen to me. We need to be careful to think that we are indestructible. We need to be careful to think that we are untouchable by the devil, because families just like yours, and teens just like yours, and children just like yours, and mom and dads just like you, and Christians just like you have fallen, and we are not better than them. We need to be careful. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12 says, wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed, lest he fall. It's important to never put ourselves in a position where we would fall victim to our own flesh. The Bible says, make no provision for your flesh. I'm talking this morning to moms and dads and who have small children and teens, to be careful with electronics and your children. The internet is a terrible place, a terrible place. You say, well, you don't trust your children. I don't even trust myself. God help us today to take heed, lest ye fall. There's a danger here, a danger here. And the Bible says that Babylon thought that they were indestructible. It could never happen to us. I see letter B, that she followed after pleasures. Verse number 8, the Bible says that they were given over to pleasures. The phrase here, that thou art given to pleasures, the thought is, O sensual one, is the idea. And here the Lord addresses her as though she had really overfeasted on the spoils of her life, that she lived carelessly with no thought of danger and no thought of tomorrow. The reality is that Babylon didn't care who she hurt. Babylon didn't care where she ended up. She only cared about following what she wanted. Her attitude was, I won't listen to anyone. I won't hear it.
Thank you for joining us for this morning's program. Timeless Truths is a ministry of the Kitchener Baptist Church in Kitchener, Ontario. We are a refreshingly conservative Baptist church that preaches the Word of God. For more information about the ministries of our church and how we can be a blessing to you, check out our church website at kitchenerbaptist.org. Our radio program is available because of the faithful prayers and financial support of listeners just like you. You can support our ministry by sending a financial gift to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. That is 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. You can also e-transfer your support to give at kitchenerbaptist.org. To learn more about our ministry, visit our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Do you know the Jesus we talked about in this program? You can have abundant life through Jesus Christ right now. Just say yes to Jesus today. Fully trust in Him. Learn more about the Jesus of the Bible and how you can have eternal life. Check out our video at KitchenerHope.com. Once again, thank you for joining us this Sunday morning. From Pastor Burns and the Kitchener Baptist Church, have a wonderful day. Join us next week when we open our Bibles and learn more from God's timeless truths.